Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences.
Welcome back.
Everybody's favorite podcast.
Do you want to try my coffee? Oh. I'm just really curious how, because he's such a coffee snob.
Where is this from? Oh, it's hot.
Did you brew this at home?
Hot?
Yeah, it stays hot.
Wow.
I drink hot coffee every morning, you guys. I'm a mature woman.
Even in the summer?
Yeah, it just is like coming.
No, I'm a big.
Is this only a prank? Is there even coffee?
No, it's coffee.
No, there is.
It's coffee with a little bit of Coffee Mate.
Well, I was going to say, it smells like you poured some chemical
A little
in
bit
here.
Of vanilla chemical, yeah.
Ugh. Oh, you should have let him guess.
I already smelled that this is like, ugh. No, I don't think so.
Maybe that's come on.
Coffee Mate. That's it's like
just
that's,
take a sip.
Don't take a sip.
That's my culture. Don't make fun of it. I've been drinking it since I was like in middle school.
He's just chugging the whole thing like gulp gulp.
No. It took a little while. I mean, that tastes like melted ice cream. Like
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
So it's like creamy. Like she put too much.
Coffee Mate is like.
I really don't put that much cream because I don't like it to be overwhelmed.
Coffee Mate sounds like the Easy Bake Oven of like yeah, coffees.
It's it is. Not even, it's like very. For me, it reminds me of home, like Midwest. Like, I don't know why. I know people ever buy it, but like, I would drink it when I lived in Omaha. And so when I get it here, I'm like,
yeah, when did you start drinking coffee?
I want to say right after college was the first time I had
Harley
coffee.
Harley was like drinking it as a teen.
Yeah, in like middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah.
Is that why you're so small?
Crazy? Yeah.
Do you remember that episode
fully
of like
stunted her growth?
That episode of Seventh Heaven where like the youngest son gets addicted to caffeine and it's like obsessed with coffee?
You need to go pray.
Yeah.
That was me. I think it's because I was at my friend's house. Like I'd go to her house and sleep over a lot and her mom would make coffee and she would make it for her daughter, but she would put like a lot of Coffee Mate and like a little bit of coffee just so she thought she was drinking coffee. So I'd be like, ooh, I love it. So I would start drinking it at home too because it was just always around. And
was your mom like, God damn it, Gail?
Pretty much. She would do the same thing though, I guess. She told me she would like put a little bit of coffee and then like a lot of like milk or something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, I can't. Bitch. That is, when I started drinking coffee, I would go to Wawa. I got a black coffee, but then I would literally pour half of it would be like vanilla creamer.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't like it. And then over time, I just did less and less and less. And then one time I was like, I'm just going to try black coffee. And I was like, oh, I actually don't need the filler.
What goes down in a Wawa? I feel like there's this massive cult following about Wawa.
Yeah.
I see videos of people, I don't know, drunk college students, like lines out the door to get into, to me, what looks like a gas station.
It is.
So, but is it like a more higher end gas station? Like we're talking about like a Buc-ee's or the coffee situation. Are you serving yourself that coffee
yes.
or are you going to a barista inside?
The one I've been to, there was like a, it was like a, not a barista, but it was like where you order. And I was like, can I get a cold brew?
Oh,
and then
okay.
a mac and cheese.
And they're like and in a pack of
sandwich.
Smokes?
Like, yeah.
Well, the reason why Wawa.
It's like two separate counters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so Wawa has its like own little section.
The
Wawa.
The Wawa. Yeah, the Wawa 1 and the Wawa 2.
Well, now they're like combined Wawa and gas station. Like you can go to a Wawa branded gas station, but like back in the day, it's.
Standalone?
Yeah, it's like on the side of the highway. You pull into a Wawa and it's usually next to a gas station. So you're getting your gas, but they have. Sandwiches that are made to order. So you go on a little screen and you like type in what you want and they make sandwiches.
And they're good.
They're really, they taste
great. Are they
great.
Handed the sandwich
yes.
to
they're
you
like
or
making
you grabbing
them,
and going?
Them up.
Yeah.
Like, they're
it's
not
like a Pret A Manger.
It's not like a Whole Foods or
it's
like
not
a,
pre-made. It's yeah. like a, it's like going to Chipotle. Subway.
Yeah, it's not a Subway.
But it's
how's
or
the customer
Subway?
Service? Are they great. Like so happy?
They're so nice to
they're
you.
They're so
well,
happy.
I mean, I'm talking about gas, like a gas station environment. I just don't picture like, what's up? Welcome to Wawa. Like,
no, they're super nice.
They're
super nice at a Wawa.
Okay.
It's not just like, what do you want? It's you type in the sandwich, they make it fresh, they cut the bread, they toast it, they put the cheese on it.
It's also like a staple for like my ex, like he grew up going to Wawa a lot, especially at night when nothing was open. Like him
yes.
and his friends would go at like midnight or whatever. So
and they have
it's like in cities. Where
every snack you could
go.
Ever want,
okay.
all the candy bars,
yeah,
all
it's
the
like
chips.
Pretty
Wawa
legit.
Still have like snack wraps.
Yes, they have
which is a slay.
And oh they God. Have soups and chicken. And then the coffee situations, they have like. What do you call them? Like pots where you just put your cup in, fill it up, and it's like, you know, 98 cents for a cup of coffee. It's super, it's like 7-Eleven style.
Nice.
Cumberland Farms.
But they have hazelnut, they have Colombian, they have dark roast, they have French vanilla, they have like a bunch of different flavored coffees and just regular coffee too. It's the Wawa.
What's the mascot?
It's the bird. It's a Wawa is a type of bird that's found in, I think, South
Joe
Florida
actually just told
Philly.
Us how they named it.
Wawa?
Well, maybe he was lying now that I'm really thinking about it and about to say it out loud.
What?
But he said the founders were like at a beach and a seagull went, Wawa.
No.
Bulls.
And they were like, that's the name.
No. Tell them your mafia one.
I was told as a child, okay, I was a minor in school, and a teacher told me that I'm a victim, that the word mafia formed because what she told me was the word fia meant, in Italian, meant either sister or wife or something like that, and she was getting murdered, and the guy was like, mafia, mafia, and like, I dead ass have thought that was true till yesterday.
Until I was like, Carly, don't think that.
That's what a teacher told me, so it just stuck with me. It's like when your parents say something when you're little, and then you grow up, and you're like, wait.
Have we looked up the real meaning, though, of it?
Yeah, it's like, derived from another word.
Yeah,
it's like mafioso or something.
Yeah.
You thought it was like a sentence, like, mafia, mafia.
That's what I was told. It was like, mafia. And I'm like, maybe she just watched a movie. And was like, that's
like my poor
a teacher.
Or do you remember, like, my poor butt itches?
No.
What?
Like, there was a kid named Butt Itches who went to school, and then one day, like...
Is it a TV show?
No, this is like a joke, like, they say in kindergarten, grade.
Okay.
And then, like, I don't know, Butt Itches gets hit by a car, and his mom comes to school, and she's like, oh, my poor butt itches.
That's so stupid.
It's so stupid, but I think that's, like, probably a
I'm
thing.
I'm like, that's how my
mafia
cousin got his name, too.
Gets, you should
like,
honestly contact
the
school district.
Picot Elementary. Which camera am I looking at?
Yeah,
Picot Elementary, you're going down.
Fire her. How old was she?
In Omaha, Nebraska.
I think she's still working there?
The thing is, I don't remember what teacher. I don't.
Oh.
Maybe I need to go to like the police station and have them all line up.
Yeah.
And I can be like, I think it was her.
Oh, yeah.
She ruined my knowledge for the rest of my life.
Did you guys have No Soap Radio? Do you know about this one?
No.
No Soap?
No Soap Radio.
It sounds so familiar.
It's a hilarious... Hold on. I want to make sure I get the joke right. Give me 1 second to look this up. I didn't prepare this.
Oh, the name... Okay, the joke is called No Soap Radio.
Okay, it's... Here we go.
Is this offensive, Mike?
No.
Are we going to get canceled because of this?
Okay. Okay. So an elephant and a hippopotamus are in a bathtub. And the elephant says to the hippo, please pass the soap. And the hippo replies, no soap radio. Do you get it?
No.
Can you say it one more time?
Wait, it's an elephant and a hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Elephant asks the hippopotamus for some soap, and the hippopotamus says, no soap radio.
Okay, so the joke is not going to work right now. Because it's not a funny joke. That's the point of the joke. It's like,
I hate
this. You're supposed to tell the joke to a third person. When like all of your friends start cracking up and laughing, and it's like you try
to bullying.
It happened to me. Like my friends came up to me and they were like, "No Soap Radio," and they start pissing their pants laughing. And
that sounds like a podcast title, No Soap Radio.
And I'm like, I didn't really get it. And then they were just like convincing me, like, "You don't get it. You're fucking stupid. Like it's so funny, No Soap Radio." And then I had to go on the internet.
Imagine if you like did laugh and pretended like you did understand.
That's a lot of people do that. There's like a TikTok of people that I've seen people go up to them on the streets and like. Hey, No Soap Radio, and then the person starts laughing. He goes, okay, explain it. And the guy's like,
It's like Jimmy Fallon's like lie witness, like, or not Jimmy Fallon's, who's it? Jimmy Kimmel's lie witness news where he just goes up to people and like
I
lies
love those. To them. I get them on
well, no, he
all
gets
the
them to lie, too.
Yeah.
No Soap Radio. Try it on your friends at home. Anyway.
don't do that.
Only your friends and your parents.
Yeah.
Today we're doing...
Unwritten rules
which I think
society.
Is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was even thinking about this. The idea of unwritten rules is like when you go to like a theme park, there are written rules.
Yeah.
Like you must
right.
be this
like the
to
rules
ride.
Are actually written down.
Yeah,
I
like,
never like
don't litter.
Yeah.
Don't run around.
No, yeah. Shower 30 minutes before you go in the pool or whatever. If you have diarrhea, don't go in the pool. Like,
isn't it 14 days or something?
If you have diarrhea.
Like whole quarantine.
Is it true that in New York City, your public pools, they require you to take a shower and they have to witness you taking a shower upon entering the public pools
in New York?
In Manhattan.
I've never been in a Manhattan
public
pool.
Sounds like a
myth.
There was a whole This American Life, I think, episode about Manhattan public pools and how, what's the word? I guess, ridiculous or strict or like,
yeah,
because it's so hard to get access just to a proper public pool, and they have to have them.
Well,
in
I read, you know, when
and you have to take a shower when you and go they have to into, watch you do it.
When you go into an indoor pool, and
I
you
love when you do this.
This?
You're really, really thinking.
You look like an evil mastermind.
When you go to an indoor pool and you smell that like deep chlorine smell, the I just read this. The more chlorine smell that you have, the dirtier the pool is. The smell is the chlorine interacting with urine and human sweat to clean it. And that's why you get that indoor pool smell.
Bye-bye. So,
go in an indoor pool.
Yeah. And so...
what if it's like an auditorium?
But that's why they tell you to shower. Because sweat...
an auditorium.
Sweat is like what makes pools really dirty too. It's not just pee.
I don't think I've ever showered before I've gotten into a pool.
Oh, me neither. That's insane.
I may have, but like not intentionally.
Yeah.
Like, oops. But if also
I know I'm going into a pool, I'm like, I'm not going to get clean before I get dirty.
Let me just get the pool disgusting first.
I don't think I've been like in a public pool or water park level pool in like, well.
Water park we've been
six
to.
6 years. I don't know. I went to the one in Dubai. That was Atlantis. That's like massive. I feel like they
clean it
take
out.
Take pride in it.
I don't know.
Not like the pool's
anyway,
here,
so written rules are written down.
Okay, yeah, right. And then unwritten aren't written down. That's a great point.
I never conceptualized it like if you're going to walk into a room.
I didn't realize that's where you were going with this.
It's like if we were to walk into like a studio and it says, you know,
no
studio
gum.
Rules, no gum, no cell phones. It's like, what are the rules that are not written?
Like, don't blast TikTok while we're recording.
Right. Or like airplane rules. Those are.
Ooh, that's actually so good.
It's a lot of etiquette. It's things that are passed down through a friend of a friend, through your parents, just through common decency.
Yes.
That you need to pick up on the wavelength that these are qualities that you should possess.
I was trying
to think
of,
going to give you the menu or the rule book explaining
it's rules
a lot
that
of these
I
things.
Would want, though. I kind of wish some of these rules were written down.
Yeah.
That's my point. Is like some of these things should be written down.
I know.
First one, when you're on an airplane, cover your toes. I don't want to see
flip-flops?
I don't want to see sandals. Yeah. I don't want to see you barefoot.
I'll go as far as shorts. Don't wear shorts.
I'm huge anti-shorts on airplanes. I don't understand.
No.
You're
it's
going
cold.
Bare.
It's freezing.
You're showing these bare legs, and you're going to go sit on seats that multiple people sit on throughout the day, even though, they're clean, they're sanitized, just a quick
wipe. Little wet wipe.
Yeah.
But I had a buddy one time about to get on a plane, and it was like before a bachelor party, just like wear it. Just gym shorts on it. I'm like, you putting those dogs? Like, I'm like, I've never done that.
That's
it's also
crazy.
Inconsiderate to the other people like next to you. Okay, I just need to. This is. I flew to. Where did we just go?
London.
Yeah. On the flight to London, I had a great seat where it's like right before the bathroom, so there's no seat in front of you. And I was like, this is gonna be great. Guy sits next to me, shorts, sandals. Before takeoff, sandals off. Toes up against the seat, up against the back for the entire duration of the flight.
Monster.
I was like, I couldn't. I had the entire flight.
Ew.
Here's the other thing. Like, you're going to London. Like, why are you wearing shorts and flip-flops?
I just think it should be a written rule. From the waist down, you have
covered.
To be fully covered.
Covered.
Even socks and sandals, like, there's an odor. Some people are not aware of that their feet are smelly.
Sometimes I do that. I'll wear socks with, like, a Birkenstock.
But you'll take. Wait,
I don't have smelly feet,
sock
so
it,
it's fine.
Is it okay then to sock it?
To have like your socks out like this?
The thing is, it's like, I think if you're in first class, you can take your shoes off and have your socks out. But if you're in economy, I don't think you should be taking your shoes off and have your socks out.
No, you
got
to make your money to take your shoes off.
The only time.
It's weird.
You got to make your money
this
to take
is how
shoes
like,
off.
I see it. But I'll take my shoes off if I'm in first class. But I do not take my shoes off if I'm in economy.
I only do if I have the row to myself.
Yes.
Or it's like me and TJ and no one is with us.
Yeah, you got to be just considerate of your neighbors.
100%.
And but just cover your at least cover the toes. We need at least the sock over the toes. Bare toes and toes on like the wall that I'm just I have to see them for 11
hours.
No,
that's crazy. Where the toes like
there's a lot of airplane etiquette rules.
Ugh. Okay, yeah, that's my big one. That one should
it's
be written down.
Zone.
Like, you
no
should not be allowed on the plane if I could see when the last time you clipped your toenails.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah. Kicked off.
No dogs.
No dogs.
No.
You
got to
put them in
WG.
A crate under the seat.
Yeah. That's my first one.
Okay. I love the airport. I didn't even think about airport. That's so good.
Ugh.
Airport etiquette?
Yeah.
Oh, the another unwritten rule is like when the plane lands, like,
get up immediately.
No, yeah, which everyone does. Literally, I sit there and I'm like, "Where's everyone going?"
I know. The only valid thing that I like agree with is like if you're sitting so long, you're like, "I just want to like get up and stretch my legs."
Right. Sure, you can stand up, but don't like go that. In the aisle.
Yeah,
like, but people who get up in the row behind you and then go in the aisle, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
I've seen a TikTok of someone who like the second the plane landed goes. Bing! And then he gets up really quickly and he hits the button. He goes 3 seconds flat. That's a new record.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
But like,
he's trolling.
Okay, yes. It depends. Like, yeah, if you're landing in Vegas, like, what? Right? Oh, wait, you're saying that guy does that every time?
Like, I know. I don't know where he did it. It's sure, just was a funny
I feel like
idea.
If you landed in Vegas, it's funny. But if you're doing that like in any other location,
oh yeah, like if you're going to Japan or something,
like
you don't.
Yes, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, no.
There's certain locations where I think you could be a little funny on a plane, and then there's other locations where you can't be funny on a plane.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I also agree, just chill out. We're all getting off the plane.
Yeah.
There's no, you're not going to beat anybody else.
Yeah. Like, where are you going?
I agree.
We were sitting in a row one time, and it was TJ, me, and then a woman, and she tried going past us, and we're still sitting.
Oh my God.
Waiting.
She tried to cut the line.
Yeah, and then TJ got into a fight with her, and we were in France, and I was like, I'm leaving you.
He got into a fight with her. What they talk
about? Yeah,
because
he was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, where do you think you're going? And like the whole line, her daughter was sitting behind us, so she was like, but she was like in her 20s, okay. Like not a child. Ugh, by any means.
That's got to be tough.
Do you ever do this stare, like you're staring at the crazy person, and then you look back at everyone else like,
get a load of this guy.
Yeah, get a load of this person. Yeah. Don't say anything, but just look for some.
I also think another good thing to do is if like the pilot makes an announcement, say you're landing in Atlanta or a major connection hub, and they're like, people need to get off to go make their connection. Like, I will sit as long as I need to make sure those people get off.
Of course.
And make their connection. But I feel like so many people don't.
I've been the person where they make the announcement. We have a bunch of connections. I know we're running a little bit late. If anyone who doesn't have a connection could please stay seated. Every single person on the plane stood up, and I missed my flight.
Damn.
Yeah, that's, I don't, like.
Just, pay attention, people.
Yeah.
Pay attention on the airplanes.
Yeah.
Any other airplane ones? That's a good one.
I do not have a airplane one.
I mean, also just keep your fucking shoes on when you go to the bathroom. Like, people who walk to the bathroom barefoot is insane.
It's insane.
I've done it a few times.
What?
Barefoot?
Barefoot?
Not every time. I probably have done it two or three
socks
times in my life.
Socks off on the airplane.
Socks off.
That's what I just said. Barefoot.
No. I've had my socks on and I've gone to the
bathroom. I feel like I've done that with my socks too.
But it's been like a first class. It's like first class flight international. I'm not going to be doing it domestically.
First of all, I've been on the plane
for like 14 hours and then I just am like, I'm right there.
They just give you slippers.
And I'll do it in the middle of the night. No one's going to see me. I'm in the dark.
It's not about anyone seeing you. It's about stepping on pee in the bathroom floor. And then your socks have random pee on them.
I did it.
He survived.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. No, but I've done it. I've flown hundreds of times in my life. I've probably done it three times. I'm just being honest
Doesn't
and coming
right.
clean. We all make mistakes here, okay? And I am so sorry for the three times that I did it. I'm
not
gonna
okay.
beat myself
it's
up
not,
over
it's,
this.
It's not okay.
It's just I thought
I've
it
done
was,
it before, and I
you're
like
actually this stressed about it.
No, I'm not.
I've done that before, and I like. I feel like it was before I cared about like hygiene. Before, I mean, I knew hygiene. I would shower, and I, you know, it was like my early 20s. But I wasn't
shower.
Like I was,
sometimes.
I'm just trying to explain what I mean by this. Like I'd probably like put my purse on my bed at that time. You know
of
what I mean?
Course.
Like that kind of thing that you're not aware of.
There's all a turning point in everyone's life where they're like, this is probably not good to be doing.
There and I the thing is like I would never, ever, ever wear socks because my feet don't smell. So when I'd go to the airport, I would forget and I'd have to take my shoes off to go through TSA and be barefoot.
So
unwritten rule is always wear socks. So even if you're wearing sandals, wear socks because that TSA thing, unless you have TSA pre-check.
Which you should have at this point.
I just realized though, like, or this has been past 5 years where I've gotten, now I can't unsee it. Realizing though how dirty your suitcase is and not to put it
on top of the bed
the hotel. That's what the little, tray's for to put it.
I was always the tray.
Like my single life, I would just go to a hotel room, put the suitcase on, unpack, and then zip it up.
No, the outside of your suitcase.
Yeah, is the most disgusting thing. I never thought about it.
I hate putting, like, when you go to, like, a concert or something, you have to put your phone and keys and wallet in those, like, little...
Like, zip
those, like, little dog bowls.
Yeah.
I usually just don't even put them in there because every it's like touching a dirty toilet seat. Like everybody's hands and all their shit is getting in there.
Do you feel that way when you go through TSA?
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
I just
like carry sanitizer with me.
I do too. I have the spray.
Do you ever like when the trays aren't getting stacked, you like go pick kinda up the trays to stack them? Which I'm like, this is so disgusting, but nobody is helping.
It depends.
So I have to help and do it. Do you leave the tray or you put yours back? But if there's three trays there, do you walk away?
Oh.
Or do you
pick for myself.
I think
at the
put my own tray away. Yeah.
Just be responsible for yourself.
Or I'll like start stacking them. I don't know. I black out doing that stuff.
A lot of the times I feel like now at airports too, they just have an attendant there.
Yeah.
They should, yeah.
And they're always
sometimes
yelling.
Sometimes they yell at you. Sometimes they're like, don't touch it.
I know. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help.
What, do I do it? Do I not do it?
Unwritten rule. We don't know.
Yeah. Or when it's
TSA is the most confusing place on
right.
Earth.
Right.
Okay, we can move on.
Well, I have one. I don't know if it's like...
I have some. Oh, wait.
Oh,
go ahead, Carly.
Well, wait, we've done... Okay. Never mind.
Is it my turn?
Oh, yeah.
I personally feel if you're in traffic and somebody so graciously lets you in, you should...
Oh, I think
wave
that...
and think. No one does it here. I swear to God, nobody does it here.
No. A little wave?
I do it.
Nobody does
courtesy
it here.
Courtesy wave. Mandatory.
You know what they do mandatory. In Japan? Is that your emergency lights? If someone like lets you in as a way of saying thank you, you just click your emergency lights once.
That is
as,
so
like,
cute.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
So it's kind of cute. Like your little yellow
I
lights.
I love
go,
how they do everything
thank
there.
Thank you, thank you. It's just a way of saying.
Yeah, because the wave could be a little dangerous because you gotta like oh, and then you crash the car because you're just like trying to look and get the wave.
I just do it because my hands are on the wheel. I just am like this.
Me too. Yeah, I do it in the mirror.
I want to see the wave.
I do it with everything. If someone lets me go, if I'm doing like a 3-point turn and someone waits for me.
Yeah. Or especially if you're making a mistake, like you go, sorry about that.
Totally.
Especially in LA, if someone lets you do something like that, it's like, thank God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's
Sometimes I'll even put my hand out the window.
Oh, you gotta let them know. I think that's an East Coast thing too.
With Tesla drivers, Midwest are you guys like nicer to other Tesla drivers?
No, Tesla drivers are honestly the worst.
They're except for us, we're perfect.
Yeah, well, I like, scratch everything. But.
Do you feel like with your Defender, other Defender drivers have been like?
Oh, I always wave to them.
Me
remember
too.
That one time we were in the car? It was like the first day I had it, and we were stopped at a 4-way intersection, and there was one to our left. It was when we were on our way to the old podcast studio, and I was like, oh my God! And like the three of us were like waving to the lady, and she probably thought that I was funny.
She did not wave back. She didn't get it.
No. She was like, that must be a new Defender.
Yeah, but no, I don't really feel that way. Aside from that, because I do think everyone I see, I'm like intimidated by.
Who drives a Defender?
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're in one, and they're usually like really like tough kind of people, like I'm not going to let you in. But if you have the same car as them, they'll be like.
I feel like I don't ever notice that.
I'm always thinking of car politics.
I try to I try to let everybody in all the time. I'm trying to just build up good car karma because I don't want to be the guy trying to make that left for 3 hours. So I'm just like, you know what?
Totally.
But if I don't get the wave, I'm just like, wow, fuck you. Yeah. I get irrationally upset.
No,
if you don't get the wave?
I agree. Are you fucking...
No, yeah, I get annoyed too.
Carly will probably flip them off.
I will.
I've seen her...
Put me in a time machine and I'm not letting you go.
I agree.
This podcast is sponsored by StoryWorth. There are some stories about my dad's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. He was a firefighter. I always ask him, like, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened, etc. And it's always a crazy story. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, his retelling of the events always brings me joy. Just in time for Father's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all his stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your father or father figures years to come.
And here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's tons of great questions like, what was your first job? Who was your first girlfriend? What was your favorite memory with your significant other? Or what was it like the day I was born?
We can leave this out if we have to, but I did ask my dad when I was home, when's the last time he pooped his pants as an adult? So that might be a good question to ask.
Yeah. Well, StoryWorth makes the writing process a breeze. All of your loved ones need to do is respond to that email with a story, long or short. It doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year, and you'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before. And after that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. They're great for Father's Day. They make for a great coffee table book. I know that we're planning on having one one up at our lake cottage. So not only can I enjoy it, but all of my cousins and siblings can as well when we're all together. And it just makes for great conversation. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago.
Give all the fathers in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/good influences. That's StoryWorth.com/good influences to save $10 on your first purchase.
And now, back to the episode.
I just saved you possibly like minutes of your life. You're gonna make it on time to the surprise. Like, I have this whole thing in my head, and you
but good
just
car
go,
karma.
But just give me the
you
wave.
You let them in. Good maybe something good's coming your way. Why curse the world if they didn't wave?
Give me the wave.
I mean, I'll wave.
You do wave?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Maybe it's not
but
a Texas thing.
I don't
thing.
Care if someone doesn't give me a wave. I'm like,
it's.
I got somewhere I gotta
you
be.
You should worship the ground I now walk on for yeah, letting you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
That's a good one.
They went above and beyond.
Other car
you.
Stuff?
That should be written down.
Other car stuff? Don't have a loud car. Like,
oh.
Obviously, I know people like loud cars, but why? Me personally, I'm just like. You just sound like a loser to me, even though, like, you know, those are really expensive cars and people love the sound. I don't. Mm. So I just feel like no one should have them.
A loud
Take
car.
Take them away.
Bam. Yeah, I kind of, I don't.
They're You're so disrupting annoying. Society.
You are. It's like, I'm going to call the police.
It's the worst. It's the worst. And also, I think about how miserable their life is because they're constantly driving with that
yeah.
sound.
Like, yeah. You can't listen to music. 24/7.
Some people love it, though. Like, you can install a sound in your Tesla that makes it sound like that.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. But people why? Do that.
Like, wait, you're going to go...
Sounds like exhaust.
But,
like,
it's, my, but it's coming through... Is the sound yes! coming through a speaker?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the dumbest thing it's I've just, ever
we
heard
We gotta try
life.
It on the way home.
It's just YouTube.
My favorite thing is when they're, like, older men and they're like, you hear that purr?
I know. I'm like, okay. Put your boner away, sir. Loser. Scary.
Sick.
Did you have one? I feel like you were
yeah,
about
Matt,
to say
Matt, you had one.
About the cars?
No, just the new no. on your list.
Oh, I got a handful.
Let's, oh, okay.
Well, let's hear
let's
one.
See
we'll go in order.
Oh, I have, I say, don't take the ox at someone else's party.
Oh.
Don't take the ox?
If you show up to someone's
Guilty.
Party.
Oh, the ox. The A-U-X. Ox. I thought you yes. meant like the ox, like the animal.
Like an oxen? Like
yeah.
animal? Yeah,
I thought
don't
that was
take,
a phrase.
Like, that's like something biblical. Yeah. Don't take,
don't take yeah. the yeah.
ox. That's,
do not remove the yoke of your neighbor's ox. I don't know. You're
oh,
saying ox.
Well, I just think if it's like, I understand there's certain gatherings. I understand if you maybe are really close with a friend and you feel like you have similar music tastes. But if it's a small gathering and someone is the host, why go into someone else's place, not even ask to maybe request your songs or like, could we change it to something, but just to like end the whole speaker system, connect to your phone and take
do
over.
Do people do that at another
Happens
party?
Happens to me pretty often.
At
every
your
time.
House?
Yeah. You still use an aux?
Well, I would Bluetooth. Say it's a Google yeah. Google Home. I'm sorry, I always like have to say it quietly in case it doesn't
it's
activate.
There's one in here.
I don't know.
I guess or yeah. The word aux is almost like
ancient.
Yeah,
it's like hang up the phone. We don't yeah. hang up the phone anymore.
Yeah. Oh well, I guess I just Passing mean aux is just taking over and linking. You are now in control yeah. and playing DJ over someone's entire.
You're
system.
Having a dinner party and someone's like, get low.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened to me just a few times, and yeah. I always think like, why would you go to someone else's house? And take over the speaker system.
I was at an Airbnb
one time with like 15 people. We were at a cabin upstate in New York, and we were like, oh, whatever. I was playing the music, and there's these two kids who fancy themselves as DJs, and they're part of the friend group. And they like, oh, we're DJs. They DJ on the weekend, whatever. And like, I'm playing fine, normal music. And then at one point, they're like, oh, can we take over for a little bit? And then they put on like deep house, like,
nice.
And we're just like trying to hang out. And then someone's like, Sheffer, can you get back on? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And then I went, and it was an actual aux. Like, yeah. I put my phone, I plugged it back in. I was like, yeah, okay, we're done with that. And then they got like offended by this because they're DJs. This is what they do for a living. How dare you take over? What is this that you're, I was playing Etta James or something. And then about five minutes passed. The kid gets up, he takes his laptop, puts his laptop in like the dresser of the thing, takes my phone out, plugs his in, and then closes like the glass doors and locks it and takes the key so his music was playing. And we all kind of looked at each other like, all right, I guess we're listening to Deep House for the rest of the night. And it was
like, are you friends with this person?
No.
Nope.
It was one of the wildest like power moves I've ever experienced. Like, fuck you.
It's locked.
It's
and
locked.
Loaded.
Like, we are not playing your music anymore, Mike. we're doing mine. And I was like, okay. So I agree with you.
Yeah. Just,
there's a vibe in the room. Let the vibe be what it is. Don't do that.
When I was in college, me and my roommate, if we were at like, normally it would be closer friends, but they were having like house parties. And we would take the oxen, put on emo music, just to like,
yeah.
And everyone would be like, what the fuck is going on? And we're like, yeah.
Matt and I kind of did that at David's house once. We put on Rent during a party and it didn't go over well.
Yeah. Oh, that was when the Rent Live show was on. Yeah, with Vanessa Hudgens.
We were so excited. We were having our own time.
Yeah. But,
also,
but
David has the worst taste in music, so.
That is true.
Yeah, he just puts on Pitbull. But like,
yeah, it sounds like a Planet Fitness at his house.
Yeah. Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, like and then Billy Joel. And like.
Oh, but yeah. I was out tonight.
Aaron, did you?
I just made the list of everybody's.
Oh.
She has our listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, from the listeners. Okay, lots we can get to the listeners in a second. Can I?
Oh, Mike, I have one for men.
Oh, ooh, let's hear it.
Guys, if you see a skid mark in the toilet, try to pee it off.
Oh, I always do that.
Wait, what?
I always do that.
If you're at someone's house, like if I'm at one of your houses and if I go into the bathroom
and there's already
a skid mark there and I'm peeing.
That's disgusting. People leave skid marks without cleaning it?
Sometimes.
Oh, how do you clean it?
Well, sometimes they're hard.
With a brush.
But if you're at someone's house and you're just like.
No, I'm saying you said that you walked into someone's house and there's already a skid mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Well, it might be like you're at a party and there was a guest.
Yeah, someone just used it or something.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just, clean if I'm there, yourself. I'm not going to go back out in the hallway and be like, Carly, what's this skid mark? I'm not, but I know that.
I wish you would.
I can aim. I have a full bladder.
Yeah.
And I can aim right over. I'll clean it for you.
Wait, that sounds
kind
of
fun. And
we
won't even need to talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's an unspoken rule to wash the skid mark.
You don't
want to
walk out of the bathroom having the previous person's skin mark in there, and then it looks like you left it there.
100%.
That's a nightmare.
That always bothers me on airplanes. I'm like, great. Someone's going to think this was me.
Or it's like really stinky, and you're like, well, the person's going to think I'm
stinky.
Or
if it's just pee everywhere.
I think people should just leave brushes by their toilets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of bathroom etiquette.
But sometimes, like I've pooped before and like didn't realize
that. Pooped?
Yeah, a couple times, and I didn't realize it left a little skin mark. And then I went to pee later, and I was like, oh, that was me.
That's so interesting. I always like look at the toilet when I'm flushing.
I don't know if I love.
Yeah. Or if there is a skid mark, then you flush it again. But right when the water's in there, just go like with the toilet paper. And then
you're doing it.
No.
You only have a short amount of time.
My hand is
not crossing the threshold of the rim.
I would absolutely not.
Oh, I can do it. No problem.
I would do it shamelessly.
Have you never seen the visual of when a toilet flushes all the.
You've done that at your house? Or just like at a party or something.
Well, not my house because I have a dishwasher.
So you're sticking your hand in other
I've done it. I have done it in my life where I have left this skid mark and I'm like, hold on, hear me out. I've been at a gathering. I know I've done this probably two times in my life. And there is no toilet cleaner.
And you're barefoot.
I have pooped. I've left this skid mark. I don't want that there. So the moment I flush and then when that water goes down and there's no water. There's no water filled up yet.
I'm following.
So I've wrapped my hand up in the toilet paper and I do that and it's gone and then I take it all off.
That's some Indiana Jones. Gotta
do what you gotta do. Then you gotta.
I understand now why you wear shoes in your home.
I do, I guess, occasionally wear shoes in my home.
Oh, that was one of mine, actually.
Oh.
I feel like an unwritten rule is if you go to someone's house, just like take your shoes off just in case.
I always
or ask.
Or I'm always like, hey,
shoes
what's
off?
The shoe vibe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoes off? Shoes on?
I've become such a shoes off girly that now I like understand.
I always just do it and people are like, you don't have to take them
off. Yeah, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
I've engineered this to be shoes off because the answer to that, if they are a shoes off household, the answer is yes. So that's a positive answer. Shoes off, yes. Okay, we're on a positive track. I know, I forget at your house sometimes.
Every time.
Well, I feel like when I go to your house, it's like to work. So for me, it's like not like, oh, I'm going to
hang
out.
Right, I have to have my shoes on for me to like think and work.
Yeah,
like, I can't like act like it's like a slumber party at my house.
It would be like coming in here and being like, shoes off. And I'm like, well.
Mine are literally off. Normally when I wear socks in here, I'll take them off.
Yeah.
Also, I
don't like wearing shoes inside at all.
I'll just put a sign on my door for when you come
over. It should be a written rule. Yeah.
Put his face on the door.
Shoes off.
Face on the door.
But then
he
if they
come.
Say shoes off and the answer is no, then it's not awkward because it's like,
yes.
Oh, I can keep them on.
Yep.
But if you were to ask them, can I keep my shoes on? then the answer is like no, and now you're like in a conflict with that person.
There's a Sex and the City episode where Carrie goes to a friend's party, like an adult friend, and she's like, shoes off. And, you know, Carrie like loves her shoes, and they're a pair of Manolos, and someone took them.
Oh, because
she took them off.
Oh,
of the
I remember this. Yeah.
Like everyone had to take off their shoes, and then.
That's a good point. What if
her Manola Blancs, or what are they called?
Someone could steal your shoes.
Okay. When you go to someone's house, friend, party, you open up the fridge. What can you take without asking? Can you take food?
Any beverage is up for grabs, unless there's only a certain amount of that beverage left. There has to be less than three.
It's a party?
If there's less
party
than...
Party or just we're hanging out.
There's less than three of a certain beverage, and if it looks like it's a very niche beverage, you have to ask for it.
Okay.
Okay?
So liquids
like,
are okay.
If I go in and I see three Granny Smith apple kombuchas, I'm not taking that. I'm asking, can I have one? If there's eight of them in there, sorry, you invited me over. Yeah. I am a guest.
Yep.
If you have a problem that I took one of those, then I don't know. Just keep an eye on your guest. And one, when a guest comes over, say, offer them something. You should always offer someone a glass of water. They can have whatever's in the refrigerator. And if there's something you don't want them to have, just say, don't have this. I think that's customary if you're having people come over to your home.
But I'm saying
but
you
if
as
I
the
go
guest,
to you, if yeah. I if I'm going over to your house and you have 12 Coronas and I have one, and if you have a problem with that, you're nuts. You are a nutty person to me. You have 12. You have 12.
I'm just.
What if he was saving them for a special occasion?
I think 12 is a.
All 12 of them?
This is from Curb.
Oh, I feel like I would always ask.
Liquids, I think you don't have to ask for. I agree with Larry on this one. You don't ask for liquids, but
food.
You also don't go in like if they have, I don't know, cheese sticks, whatever you call them, string cheese. Yeah. You got to ask. Like, even if they have a dozen of them, you ask.
I wouldn't do that in your house. Yeah.
You wouldn't take food?
I would never. Well, when is there food at your house?
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. It was just a joke.
How dare you?
I also feel like I never...
like, think about going to a fridge.
Yeah, like...
Same.
Especially, like, now I feel like I don't go to parties where it's, like, I will bring my own alcohol. You know what I mean? Like, I bring, like, a bottle of wine or something.
But, like, what if you're coming over to, like, my house to, like, hang out and film something?
Then I would ask you no matter what.
You wouldn't just go into my fridge and take?
No, I would open your fridge and I'd be like, hey, do you mind if I have one of these?
Well, we've known each other very long to where I would be so shocked. I wouldn't ask you if I can have something in your fridge. Like, because I've known you now for, like, 10 years. Or it's not 10 years. I don't know.
Yeah, about.
It's unspoken where I wouldn't have a problem if you grabbed something out of my fridge.
Yes.
For probably Carly and Aaron, I would ask you guys if I can have things in your fridge before getting.
Thank you.
Mike, it's like a different look.
I feel like I'm realizing now I would go into your fridge and take a drink and then realize after, like, I probably should have asked Aaron if I can have this.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I don't care. But for me, it's like, okay, what if I went into your fridge and I didn't know that you were, like, saving the drink for something or you were having people over that night, and then I would feel bad if I just, like,
I think if you have one drink, it's fine.
But I think that's just why I...
Yeah.
Ask.
But I like Matt's a thing. If there's four or more, you can take.
Yeah.
If there's three, like if there's three Olipops.
Off limits.
I'm not taking one of the Olipops.
Waters, like you can't have that. Or like.
Yeah, those seem very medical. Like they do that every morning. Like they have their coconut water. Yeah.
Part of their routine. They have to be hosting beverages, not private, personal.
A kombucha.
Favorite consumptions where you can tell that this is their favorite thing.
Yeah.
That's where, if it's a communal beverage.
Yeah,
I'm helping myself.
I guess I just don't really think about it. Even at like Aaron's, I'll just like get water. I never really think about like also, randomly. I'll be like, yippity.
It also just depends on my read of that person to where I can tell if like, maybe they're like a big beverage person or they're an influencer. They get sent this stuff all the time.
Oh,
who the
fuck
gives a shit? But if I have a friend who's like, who
well,
maybe.
Still their stuff.
I have a million
prizes. I think I have a pretty good read of like how close of friends we are, and I'm helping myself of a beverage.
Yeah, they have the fridge
and their
full
temper.
Of crime.
And if
lined up in the American flag.
But it's also
I need
like
to get
maybe
rid
they're
of
tempered. Or do they have the type of personality that would be like, yeah, who gives a shit? But if they would be like, wait, what the hell?
Right.
Who do you think you are? I think I can have a read on like that type of person. But if I have a buddy who like, I don't know, maybe doesn't have like amount of resources, doesn't have a lot of money, or like I wouldn't go in and start taking his shit.
I've never asked David for anything ever in his house. His fridge is
I
like.
I think if you did, he'd be like, "Why the fuck are you asking?"
Yeah,
he'd be like, "Oh, I have that. I didn't even know."
His fridge was like set up for people to take stuff from.
Right. But I feel like that's how I think about everybody's fridge with liquids.
It also depends on how you are setting up that refrigerator. If I open it up and it's all of these things organized in a way that seems communal, like the way David organizes his refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's like, that's inviting.
It's inviting, yeah.
That's you're inviting people to consume those beverages.
But
yeah, maybe. I guess or just, maybe they're just organized.
Yeah, true. But I mean, like, I'm talking about
organizer. David,
12 beverages deep, this way.
Okay. Off the liquids, do you ask if there's a snack? Do you ask about the snack, or you don't even ask?
No, I ask about everything.
Oh, yeah. But like, would you? I will never go.
You'd be like, hey, can I have some of this string cheese? Like, if you're hungry, would you ask, or do you be like, I'm not even gonna ask.
Yeah, I go to Joe's house sometimes. I'm like, do you have any like snacks? Yeah.
Like chips.
I'm with you.
Well, at your house, if I'm at your house, I go, do you have any snacks here? Like anything that I can just put in my stomach, Mike? And you'll be like, nothing. You'll come out with like nuts, and I'm like, am I a bird?
Yeah. That's like when we're at Joe's. He's like, I have these protein chips.
I know. I'm like,
I'll starve.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So I will not go digging for snacks. I will ask for snacks. But if I'm at Zane or Todd's house, I'm stealing whatever the fuck.
I love opening a fridge and being like, what can I have here? Can I have this?
You've definitely
like,
done that at my house.
I feel like I grew up very communal where everyone's asking, everyone's taking like...
That's what I was thinking. I feel like when you're a kid and you have like a best friend, you hang out all the time, you like know their family. It's just like so normal. Just open the fridge and take whatever.
But you're also not buying
because you're
your
a kid.
Own shit.
Exactly. Right. So it's just like, what do they have?
Yeah, maybe that's an area of development I need to work on. I still think about myself as like a 12-year-old going into.
We've been talking about that.
I haven't.
We're joking. I'm just sorry. I thought it was funny. Yeah. You really need to work on that. Yeah. I'm glad you're finally seeing that.
Thank God.
I'll
smartest 12-year-old I know,
though.
There
was one that someone sent that said an unwritten rule is like when you get invited to someone's house, don't show up empty-handed. Like never show up empty-handed.
Of course. That's a big one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and people love doing it. Showing up empty-handed.
I think it depends on the situation. If they're like, if you ask also ahead of time, if you're like, hey, can I bring anything? And they're like, no, like don't worry about it. Then I feel like that's a little different. But like my friend Cheryl, she like always will bring like flowers over.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm like, people don't do that.
Yeah.
Flowers,
Patricia's addicted to bringing flowers.
Addicted.
So nice.
Oh my gosh.
I usually try to bring some liquid.
Yeah.
Like
a wine.
Because like sometimes I feel like bringing beers is cool. But I also think like, I don't know, people will want like mixers, Topo Chicos, Olipop, something different. And then it's like, I don't know. It's always good to bring something.
Pre-games, I always like to do like a check-in call if I'm really close with the host. Like, do you really need me to bring anything?
Right.
Or are you set? Because at pre-games, you're not, sometimes it might not be, or...
Like
you're not
going
to get it
want.
Like back, or you only have like a short amount of time to use it. And sometimes they have plenty.
You don't need to bring a case, and then you drink one beer, and now that you just gave up a case.
Yeah. So I always do a check-in before a pregame.
Yeah, we hit a bottle at Zane's like old apartment. Do you remember that? There's a picture of us like
hiding
by the cabinet.
It?
We like brought a bottle of something, and we're like, we only got to have like a shot. And we're like, let's just hide it for next time. We're like, put it in like a cabinet or something.
Yeah. Was it in the laundry room?
No, it was in the kitchen.
Did we take a picture of this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Would you ever take it back with you? Like if you show up with like a 24 pack and it doesn't even get open, do you like, you know what, I'm going to...
Yeah, you brought it. Well, I think it depends on like the context. If you brought it as like a gift for them, you're like, here, I got you this... 30 rack or
no,
whatever.
But like we're going to like, let's say we think we're going to go to your house and just hang out for the night, and then we end up going to a different party and we don't even like crack
I'm
open the case.
I'm taking it.
I think it depends. I feel like you should, but I always feel like a criminal when I'm just like,
if I know I'm going to like be back, I'll be like, oh.
Then what type of person goes like hosting the pregame, and someone who brought their beer is walking back out with the beer, and me being like, that's mine because I hosted the pregame. You're nuts. That is a nutty person to start like going, you came in with that and you're walking out with that. How dare you? That's now mine.
I don't think he's afraid of that. I think he's afraid of just like what they're thinking,
like, or just like I look
like that person's crazy.
I think that's a nutty person.
It feels
like
a little stereotypical Jewish to be like, oh, we're not eating. I guess I'll take this back.
Yeah.
Like, it does feel weird. I would feel weird doing that. I'd be like,
I think it totally depends on the situation.
Well, Aaron, do you have ones from the audience submissions? Let's read some of those.
This podcast is sponsored by Ghostbed. Here on our podcast, we love talking about people we adore. And when it comes to getting great sleep, I love getting great sleep, and I think everyone in this world does. We really love the folks at Ghostbed.
As a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, Ghostbed knows a thing or two about crafting the perfect mattress. They use only the most durable, supportive, and long-lasting materials, so you can trust that your bed will provide you with years of excellent sleep.
What sets Ghostbed apart is their signature and patented cooling technology. Say goodbye to those restless, sweaty nights. Every mattress keeps you cool and comfortable so you can sleep like a dream.
And when you purchase a Ghostbed mattress, your comfort is guaranteed. With their 101-night sleep trial, you can try it out risk-free and experience the difference for yourself. Plus, they offer free shipping, and most items ship within 24 hours. Visit ghostbed.com/good to save 50% off site-wide.
Ghostbed offers high-quality mattresses at a fantastic price. Their number one seller is the Ghostbed Luxe, designed with premium memory foam and cutting-edge cooling technology that reacts and adjusts to your body heat as you sleep. Or if you prefer more of a hybrid feel with both foam and coils, check out the Ghostbed Flex Hybrid for the perfect blend of comfort and support.
And if you need any assistance along the way, Ghostbed has a team dedicated sleep experts ready to help you find the perfect mattress. They'll guide you through the options and ensure you make the best choice for your needs.
Ready for a more comfortable night of sleep? I know I am. Visit ghostbed.com/good. And because we're all about sharing the love here on Good Influences, use code GOOD to save 50% off your purchase site-wide. That's right, 50%.
And now back to the episode.
Okay, the first one that we got probably hundreds of was putting your grocery cart in the cart return.
Yeah. We all agree on that. Cartnarks is doing God's work.
I think I would think about it the rest of the day if I didn't.
Oh.
I'd genuinely be like, I'm that person.
I will say, I used to not do it.
Yeah.
When I like growing up, when I was like in high school, because I also had a friend whose job it was to be a cart person, like at the local grocery store.
Yeah.
In high school, his job was walking around and like collecting the carts and putting it in.
But they're mostly just moving the carts from the cart rack to the front of the
store.
Yeah,
but when they're realize that they have to go find them.
Yes, part of it, most of his job was finding it in the lot. And I just thought that's the way society is set up. We have a guy who goes and collects them, and then we have the people who just leave them. And I'm just one of those. And I didn't even
think. Where would you leave them?
Just like, I usually would like try to prop it up on the curb so that it wouldn't roll away.
Yeah.
I knew there was something amiss. Cause like, if you just leave it, it could roll and dent into someone's car, whatever. So I'd like prop it up on a curb, and then the guy would come and take it.
Oh, there were so many times when we worked at Target, we would have like storms, crazy wind. And I would, I'd be on my break and I'd be looking out the window and there'd be carts slamming into cars.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because people just leave their carts willy-nilly, and then it gets, if it gets windy, you're fucked.
I do think that,
How does the magnet thing work on a shopping cart?
That happened to me
cart?
The first time when we were here.
Oh, at Walmart.
So if you push a, if you push the shopping cart out of the zone of the parking lot,
it locks up the wheels. That's technology.
Wait, what is the technology?
It's called technology.
It's technology.
Is there a like a border?
Yeah, there's some there sort of perimeter with like a sensor inside of it, and it's like an electric.
It's probably
fence.
Like it can go 100 feet or something.
Yeah, or there might be like a sensor.
Is it magnets or is it like a chip?
It feels like a magnet.
I don't
you
know if it's magnet.
You gotta drag that thing.
Yeah, we, Aaron
Once
and I.
Once on Carlin, I parked out of the zone. Never happened in my life.
No, we were just pushing it.
Like, we were like, we literally thought the cart was broken.
And it's so funny because we just had moved here and we were like, let's go to Walmart. But the Walmart,
this Walmart was like an hour away.
It was like by the airport.
Yeah.
Like, there's no Walmarts out here. Like the only one's in Burbank.
Yeah. And we did not live in like this area at that time too. So like we went all the way over there. They had like nothing, I feel like. It was like
it was
bare.
Terrible. Because it was like right when school was starting.
It's like a Walmart Express. Something like that. It's like a.
No, it was a big one.
It was a big one, yeah.
The one in Burbank? By the airport.
No, I guess I'm used to supercenters. There's Walmarts. There's Walmart Supercenters and there's like Walmart Expresses.
Oh. We just went to a Reggie.
Yeah.
And you were just.
We were dragging it.
We
were like, something's wrong with this cart.
And you just kept pushing through.
We were pulling it from the side. Like we were on the side. We're like,
we don't know what happened.
We were like, something's wrong with this cart. I think someone told us that they like.
Yeah, eventually. We found out.
How do unhoused people get like the shopping carts?
They
like,
probably have older ones from the 90s.
Yeah, a lot of carts don't do. I mean, maybe they do. I just haven't realized.
Maybe
they
there's
tried
a trick
to, like,
you just like unscrew.
Wait,
it
are all carts like this now?
No.
A lot.
Because I guess I've never tried
modern
to like.
Modern ones.
Should we try to steal some carts? We each go to a different
Trader
grocery
Joe's.
Store.
Yeah.
No, the cart thing is, I also think the internet has really made that
Cartnarks
a lot more well known. Like, I think Cartnarks,
it's the litmus test.
I feel like I never really use them.
Carts?
Yeah.
What do you use in hand baskets?
Well, I don't grocery shop at the delivery. Grocery store.
What do you, oh, you do delivery?
Yeah.
I feel like delivery, they always get something wrong, and it's, yep. I want this flavor, and they get me like lime, and I'm just like.
I've been doing delivery now, and it's amazing.
Oh, I wanna really? Do that so bad.
Oh my gosh. And the prices are even like better, I think, but I don't want to put grocery stores out of business, all respect to every grocery store.
You wait, single handedly.
But you're still buying the groceries.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I know.
Yeah, you're still giving them
what?
Money.
Well, I know, but I think I don't want to. But it's fucking Amazon. That's what like I feel bad about.
Wait, what are
like
you doing?
I feel like I just should be store. Supporting like a business that specializes in groceries and is a grocery store, not just
they're
like Amazon
fine.
That owns it.
You know
I
what
guess
I mean?
So. But I just think like the prices are better. I don't have to deal with substitutions. I used to do with Ralph's, just pick up, just
right.
express pick up.
Yeah.
And they always had, sorry, we didn't have this. We substituted with that. Is that okay? Or like, it's a whole different flavor.
And then you got to make sure you got the refund for the thing that it's a nightmare.
Yeah. But yeah. Amazon Fresh.
What
I
do
mean,
you use?
Has been great.
Shipped.
But like what grocery
shipped.
Store?
It depends.
You shipped?
Yeah.
Shipped?
Oh, yeah, I've
called.
Heard of them. They were like big during COVID.
Patricia's like neighbor back in Birmingham came up with that whole business.
I think that's what TJ orders
that's
them on.
Shipped.
It yeah, depends. They were big during COVID.
Yeah.
Because no one could leave the house.
Yeah.
I think they just sold for $1 billion.
Wow.
Damn.
Crazy story.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
Next
what are we
one.
Talking
sorry,
about?
Sorry, yeah, we're doing.
Okay, taking off shoes, plane. Okay, this one, basically every other person wrote, they just said walk on the right side of the sidewalk.
Yeah,
yes.
Like there are a lot of yeah. sidewalk rules.
Yeah.
And then yes. I kind of added my own, like if you are walking in like a group of more than two on a sidewalk and you're just kind of like leisurely strolling, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
be
don't
aware.
Don't rev
take
over
a glance
a whole
back.
Sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just like slow.
I can't handle
going.
It. I'm like
yes.
How do I
well, there's people at Equinox when they just walk up the steps, they do two and two and they just take their time
blocking the
and
whole
I'll get right close up to them and I'll go right at their pace.
Will you
and
not
I'll
just keep, say excuse me?
Nah, I'll do it for as long as I can and then they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, yeah.
How long are you walking up the stairs?
It's probably a good like 30 seconds, but
get
it could be
out,
10
get
seconds.
2 hours upstairs.
But it's just I do it because like I kind of want, I'm not being passive aggressive, but I just want them to be like, I think it's just crazy going. The stair's only this big. You're going two and two. It's a one-person stair that most of the gym operates by. But there's these people who will just be like...
Just be like, excuse me. Like, some people you just
I'm not
to
in
snap.
A. The thing is, I'm not in a rush.
But just snap
where am
out
I trying
it.
To go, Mike? I'm just going up. I'm going up one story to another machine. I'm in no hurry.
But then why
even, why care?
But
yeah,
it's
why?
Just... Because I just think it's... I think if you're on a transitional like stairway like that... And you know how skinny it is. You know how many people go up and down it. I don't get why anybody would just be like, let's both go side by side up the whole thing together. To me, that just seems like I would never even do that. Even if I had a friend there, I'd be like, just get behind me. Let's go up.
TJ right. and I would walk up the stairs in a pair. But then, like, if you see someone coming down, you just slide behind
each other.
But y'all
are fast.
Yeah, but you're like, you're working your way up. These people are like, boom, but boom.
Oh, God.
Boom. No care in the world.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
Okay.
But I'm like in no hurry. I'll just wait to get up there.
I will say I agree with like walking on the sidewalk or like in a mall when you're on like the escalator. If you're walking, you're on the left side. If you're standing, you're on the right side. In London, because their shit is backwards. I was bumping into people all the fucking time. I couldn't figure it out.
But then they would switch
yes,
it up.
Yes, I
then
know.
You'd be like, I thought you guys are over here.
It was, and like biking there, it was.
Yeah, it's tough when you have to change. Yeah, like whatever country you're in, whatever side of the road you drive on, walk
switch
on that
walk.
Same side.
I think everyone should just, who are the holdouts? Switch. London and Australia, just come on.
Ireland, it's like a lot of places.
It's like three.
Opposite side?
Yeah, just let's move on over. Come on. we're all doing it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I thought this one was interesting. If you have like a K-cup machine at home, toss out the one you use so that when the next person goes to use it, they don't have to do that for you.
No, I just squish it into the other.
No, you don't.
You're just like, kung, kung, kung.
I go, oh, I'm not going to take that out. I'm gonna.
The only time I use a Keurig is when I'm at my parents' house, and I always forget. And I feel
take
so
it out
bad.
After?
My dad doesn't give a shit, but like, I don't always feel so bad. I'm like, my poor dad, like, you had to throw it away. It's like,
he's cleaning up after
he's fine.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's other things that are like that.
If you are taking a dog to go poop and you use the doggy bag, do you then carry the dog poop with you for the rest of the dog walk?
Until you find a garbage can.
But whose garbage can are you putting in? Are you putting anybody's. It into other... Anybody's?
See, I'm with you. I was always told that was like illegal.
Yeah, I feel like I am an awful person, so I'll carry the dog poop.
If a garbage can is on the street, it's public.
But I don't
get that. But it's not your garbage
can.
People put their dog poop in my garbage can all the time, and I always thought, I thought people aren't supposed to do that.
That's why you got to be quick with bringing it back, because you don't want yours to be the public one.
Yes.
But if it's on the street, that's politics of
it
all.
Yeah, it happens all the time to me. I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, Emma does it too, but I just...
Curb Your Enthusiasm, where like he put his trash in someone else's trash. He's like, you can't put your trash in my trash.
Right, but Larry's right. You can.
Okay. So
that guy is an asshole.
You don't carry the dog poop. You have... free power to put the dog poop in someone else's trash can before they pull it back into their house.
Yeah, I would like to clarify, if like their trash can is open or they like put it out before trash day and like they're just on the road, like we will throw it away in their trash can, but I'm not going into like someone's driveway.
No, right.
It's got to be on the street.
Yes. She's going into their home.
Honestly,
now what if a person comes out and goes, hey, did you just put dog poop in my trash can? And you go, I'm so sorry. They go, get it out.
No, I would just what be do like, you say? Yeah, it's, I would say, yeah, it's a garbage can. Problem?
And you keep walking and they go, where do you think you're going, mister?
About
get
my,
that
I'm going to go about
my
day.
Trash.
You have
so
a problem?
So it's not illegal.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, is it a legality thing? Or I feel like some people are like, how dare you put your dog poop in my trash can that I didn't have to pull out to the side of my house and I have to smell dog poop? Once again, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about the shit. But when I'm, taking Patricia's parents' dog for a walk and I have the dog poop, I'm like, what? I carry it because I'm terrified of putting the dog poop in someone else's trash can.
I would be scared there too.
Because
Alabama, they have shotguns and stuff. That's insane.
Yeah.
Because I just think that's the wrong thing to do. It's like returning the shopping cart. I don't, because it's shit out of all things.
Yeah, but it's in a bag.
But it smells.
You're not emptying the bag and dumping it in the...
I'm so conflicted about what to do.
I agree with you, but everyone I know that has a dog, like, throws it wherever in a trash can. So I feel like
sound off in the comments below.
Yes.
It does say putting trash in a dumpster that is not yours is also illegal.
Lock them up.
I don't know, like, what
Jail.
Busted mugshot.
Like, I'm not throwing garbage bags of trash. I have asked my neighbor before because we had, like, an overflow. And I was like, do you mind if I throw a bag in your garbage can? He's like, of course.
He calls the cops.
Yeah, he was
I also think if it's before the trucks have come,
then
it's for sure.
Then I wouldn't. Yeah, I'd be like, whatever.
If it's like you open it up and there's still trash in there and you're just putting another piece of poop and the thing's about to come and take it.
I will say people put, like, if our thing has been open for the afternoon after the trash comes, there's at least like three bags of dog poop.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
Now, what if a dog poops in some shrubbery? Like, I'm talking not clean
not
turd
grass.
On the lawn,
not
but
where
goes
you're gonna walk.
Into like you know, some ivy or some intense bushes
where you're
on
not gonna be walking.
And it where you're not gonna be walking, it poops in there. Do I then need to get the bag and go deep into the shrubs and get that turd?
I don't know.
Or am I
get that turd.
Or am I like, this didn't happen and we're getting
I don't know.
It.
Technically like someone's yard.
It is someone's yard.
Absolutely
but intense,
pick it up.
Oh, if it's someone's yard,
it
yeah.
But
if you're looking at
shrubbery.
What if it's a business?
They don't
business?
Even know that the turd happened.
If it's someone's yard,
they
you,
might.
Yeah, if it's someone's
no turd
yard
exists.
You have because their kids could be playing
it's
in
so,
there.
Yeah, like
so, yeah,
pick
I do
up your dog's poop.
Yeah. I'm doing that every time then. But buddy, I'm getting deep into fucking shrubs on someone
Why
else's lawn.
Why are you letting
lawn.
The dog go in the shrubs?
You're because it's a fucking dog. I'm,
you're
I'm
the,
like,
you're the owner.
Sniff, I'm just letting it sniff its best trail, and I'm just like,
you got to be the leader.
Because I also think it's going to pee, and the next thing I know, it's up, it's pooping, and then I'm like, oh boy, here I go. Because I'm not going to like stop a dog mid-turd.
You should put
like
the
that's,
bag under the butt.
Yeah, the little...
Catch
we
got to
get you to watch some Caesar Milan, Caesar whatever his
Ooh,
name is,
yeah.
the dog
Milan.
Whisperer.
No, I think it's like, let him poop where he needs to poop, but then just pick it up.
I know, but it's, I'm talking like...
He gets poison ivy.
I need to like point out what kind of shrubbery I'm talking
like
about.
Like spiky?
Like the corner part of someone's lawn where maybe there's like a little mini tree and some bushes and then
If it's just someone's like lawn, bro, you stuff. Have to clean it up. That's insane.
But you can't even see it. So I know, yeah, but right?
Like the people, and then they I'm in there. I'm in there. Going to have to do it
with the baggie, looking deep into this stuff, going, I can't even find this poop. But problem, I know that it's customary to do it.
You have to solve the first problem of letting, like, when you're walking a dog. Maybe we could do some lessons.
Turd talk.
So do not let it go up into any shrubs. No. They can only be pooping on clean, straight lawn.
Yeah. You have the leash.
If you don't feel like picking it up, then it seems like that's a good alternative method.
I just feel like when it's deep in shrubs, I could walk away. But I've never done it. But
don't.
Unscathed.
Don't do it. As someone with a yard, please do not do that.
What if you had a yard and someone pooped in your yard?
But I can still, though, pick up that poop and then toss it into the person's trash can.
Well, we just found out it's illegal, so I don't know where you want to.
As long as it's off my yard, put it wherever the fuck you want.
I'm so conflicted.
I think there's pretty...
Emma.
Cut and dry rules here.
Also, speaking of, is it illegal or is it not? Emma and I were walking across Ventura, like jaywalking pretty much. Yeah. And there was a cop like in line at In-N-Out. And I was like, I got to tell them. I feel so bad. Like, I was kidding, obviously. But I was like, is it technically illegal to jaywalk? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, cool.
Wait, they got rid of it. I thought it was.
No, they said it used to be illegal and now it's not.
I do it all the time.
Los Angeles or everywhere?
LA lifted the jaywalking.
The jaywalking ban.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah, now we can get hit by cars.
But I don't jaywalk. Well, unless...
Unwritten rule.
I don't know.
Phone call cutoff time. Another one from Curb Your Enthusiasm. What is the cutoff time on a weeknight for a phone call to a friend?
Oh, someone said 9 p.m. on here.
You don't call anybody after 9 p.m.
This person said don't call or text. Which I wanted to talk about.
I think
depends on what it is.
With the do not disturb, it doesn't really matter anymore.
Depends on the time zone, too. You have to be mindful of the other person's time zone.
It's all about the time zone.
I also think if you're going to call, like this person said, past 9 p.m., I feel like that's a good cutoff time. If you did need to call them, like text, be like, hey, can I call you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little courtesy.
Yeah. Larry David says you get a 1 hour dispensation for good news. So what if you have good news? Can you call like 9:30 with like, oh my God, we're going to Disney World tomorrow. Like I won the tickets. Like, can you call after 9 p.m. if you have good news?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll call my brother.
Or like she had the baby.
Like you called me at 9:30, I would answer the phone.
It's also like different for different people. Like he just said he'd call his brother. Like
I'd call my brother anytime.
Yeah, but like
Mike, I'll call at 9, but I know he doesn't like it.
Oh, you don't like it?
No,
because you're calling a vet about something.
Well, you're always like, Eth, it's all. Like,
it's never good news.
You're like, I'm off the clock.
Yeah, let's just deal with it tomorrow. It's going to be fine.
I think you can text whenever. Like, I text people at like 2 a.m.
I know.
And I'm like, if you don't have Do Not Disturb on,
and that's on you. And that's what we've said before. And I stand by it.
I'm pretty anti-FaceTime without a heads up.
Oh, really? Sorry.
No. If it's someone that you talk to basically every day, then that's okay. But I haven't texted with you in like a week.
Sure.
Don't just FaceTime me out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous? Or you like, what?
No, I just like, if it's like 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, I'm like, I'm in the middle of my day. The way that I think about a FaceTime, it's like the person materializes in front of you. And it's like if someone FaceTime me right now, it would be like they're jumping in the room and be like, hey, I'm here, answer me. And I'm like, I don't need this right now.
It has like you... There's a bit of uncertainty about the etiquette of what they're expecting on the FaceTime call. Like for you and me, we can FaceTime, but I can set it down like it's a phone call and then I can occasionally glance. I don't have to be looking at you in the eye every time and like set it up like this is a one-on-one session.
Yeah.
If someone's randomly FaceTiming me and I don't FaceTime them often, I'm like, what am I getting into? A freaking, you know.
Right. It has to be like, interview? Like the four of us are like almost always in conversation. Like if you're FaceTiming me, it's like something we probably just texted about or whatever. But like, again, someone who hasn't talked to me in a week plus and the first communication is a FaceTime, you got to give me a text. Hey, are you free? What are you doing? Can I call you? Like, I don't know. I feel like it's insane to just FaceTime someone out of nowhere.
What if like you haven't talked to like a high school friend in a long time, but you're still like best friends with them, and then they FaceTime you.
Just like text me and be like, "Hey, what are you doing right now?" Or like, "You free?"
I feel like I'm still a little shy about FaceTiming my high school friends, like because it's not a routine thing
right,
to do.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you consider them your best friends though?
Yeah, I would say like one of my best friends, but like I think FaceTiming, I feel more comfortable with my day-to-day stuff because I know what I'm getting into. If my friend FaceTimes me, it's because, maybe they're playing my favorite song at a thing or, like, he wants to show me something real quick, maybe. But I don't know. If it's, it needs to be a routinely person who I FaceTime with often, yeah, where I'm answering.
Yeah.
We don't FaceTime often. I get a little shy and nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little intimidating.
There are times where I'm like, I don't feel like being on the,
yeah,
like, I'd rather just call. I feel like sometimes Joe will like FaceTime and I'll like
all the time.
End it.
Joe will call the time.
And I'll end it and I'll phone call him because I'm like, I don't want to like be on FaceTime right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe does FaceTime a lot. But it doesn't like bother me. I'm just like, you just can't expect me to answer a FaceTime. Don't get mad.
We FaceTime. That's like the only we FaceTime more than we talk.
Not us. Yeah, I'm not saying you. Someone like Joe.
Sorry.
who would like FaceTime me, but Joe doesn't get mad. But like I will get a FaceTime from someone and then I haven't talked to them in 3 weeks and then they text me WTF and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't have to answer a FaceTime at 2:30 on a Wednesday. Like, we have job, like, we're working, we're doing stuff.
That's a weird way to behave.
Yeah.
Unwritten rule has to do with phones. I feel like I don't like when people text and just say, hey.
I have that on my list.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, but like, say hi and then also say what you want to ask. Like, yes. I don't want to like respond and be like, hey, like, just say it.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
like that.
I had like yes. a full freak out about this when we were in Joshua Tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cause I was like, I don't, what do you want me to say back?
Hi. I always just say hi back, and then I'm like,
yeah.
They just want to make sure that you're there so that you can like engage immediately.
But if it's Joe and he says hi, I go, what do you need, sir?
Right. Because he needs something.
Yeah.
Well, like, or he just wants to chat about like YouTube or something.
I love Joe. What about this like etiquette? And sometimes like I pick up on it with some people, and then I'm like, ooh, maybe I need to be better about that. If it's like a close friend, but a distant friend who maybe you're not like chatting with and texting with all the time. But if you think of something and you just want to text them that question and they respond, like I text them just the question. Hey, what's that great hot pot restaurant you were talking about a couple weeks ago? And they're like, oh my God, hi. The hot pot restaurant is this. I'm like, should I have started with hey in the beginning of my text? Rather than just being like, texting them the question.
I don't think you need to.
Because then it seems like they're kind of correcting me on the formality of just being like, oh my gosh, hi.
I think that's just how they text,
probably. I think you're overthinking it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I don't have to be like, hey.
I know exactly what you're thinking of.
Giving them this like,
no.
Hello
people
salute.
People are excited to hear from you and they want to connect with you. So they are just trying to continue that. You're just trying to get a piece of information and not have a whole conversation. And it's like, oh, we should go together when we're in town. I'm coming to town. Should we? How you been? Like, no, you're not looking for all that. You don't
I'm
need
just getting
to give
straight
all that.
To the point.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
All right.
I don't think they're saying it to be like sassy with you.
Yeah, they're not.
Just like, oh my God, hi. Like, I will say that to people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I always feel like they're like, let's greet, and then I'll answer your question.
No. Like, I don't think so. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
I guess if it was like a parent, like, no hello.
Okay.
I had a really scary email with one of my college professors. So it was actually so strange. I went to a community college for a couple years, and my instructor, he was my math, I think it was biology or something, but he lived in Texas, but he would fly 2 times a week to Omaha to teach at this community college. I don't really understand.
That's like people are doing that now with their jobs and stuff.
It's cheaper than
but
cost
I,
of living.
Something with my assignment like wasn't working, and so I emailed him, and I was like, hey, I'm not really sure how to submit this, like the form isn't working, whatever. And he replied, and I was so like, he goes, first of all, I am not hey, I am Mr. And I was like, I was so scared the rest of the semester. I was like, don't look at me, please, in the eyes. Like, I can't.
That is.
I have it still.
First of all, I'm not hey.
First
to be
of
fair,
all,
I get it.
Yeah, why would you ever address
I get
you?
It?
He earned his degree, Carly.
I get it, but like, God damn.
I would be horrified to like receive that back.
Oh, I
wouldn't
give up.
And I get why you would just be like, we're kids.
Yeah, I was I was like 23. Like, I don't know.
We're young.
I probably have the email. I want to like.
First of all, I'm not hey though. Like,
it's kind of sassy.
It's very sassy, and also like, okay,
I would
bro.
Prefer to
She's
be called Mister.
She's Miss Toler. Miss who?
What?
Judge Toler.
No, I was like, I was saying maybe if he was like, just for future reference, please call me Mister or Doctor or whatever.
Do you
I'd
guys,
be like, okay,
do
sounds
your
good.
Parents ever like text you or call you? They'll say like, hey, can you talk?
Yeah.
And then you call them and they don't answer.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Wait,
they're boomers.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm seeing trends about it now on TikTok too, and I'm realizing it's not just me. Yeah. We're like,
and they all got the ringers on.
I saw one TikTok that was like boomer parents after they say, "Hey, can you talk?" And it's just a bunch of people just throwing their phones like out of a train, throwing it in the water, like.
And it's like, almost it's like the scariest thing. It's like, "Can you talk? Dot dot dot."
You're like, "Yeah, are you free right now?" And you're like, "Yes." And then you call and they just don't answer.
Yeah,
and you're
like,
what's going on? I don't know.
So true.
I don't get it. Can I go ahead?
This person said to clean up the table a little bit for your server when you're eating out.
Oh, of course.
I know. I always do that. But then I feel like I see people online that are like, don't do that.
Yeah, I have seen conflicting.
Well, it depends on the establishment.
Well, sure. If you're eating at like a 5-star restaurant, they clean it between like every course and you don't really have to think about it. But sometimes when I like stack plates and then like put forks on, they'll then take it and then do it a different way. And I'm like, I shouldn't have fucking touched it.
I agree.
But I think they know the intention that is there. So that's good.
Yeah.
I have a big one about tipping, but I don't want to get into that.
I would like to hear.
Yeah, Mike doesn't like tip.
What?
Yeah, Mike doesn't believe in tipping, guys.
That is completely false. I have a very generous tipper. In fact, I always tip generously to beat the stereotype.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
So much. Yeah, yeah.
When you get the iPad flip around.
Oh, okay.
Where are we at?
I'll give you the scenario.
Okay.
If there is not a service being performed other than giving you what you ordered.
Like you're getting a coffee or
if
something.
If they're handing you something, do you tip?
I don't know still.
Depends.
I do.
I don't know if you're supposed to, but I do.
It depends on the occasion. And if this is like a pop-up event, it looks like they are so busy.
A Walgreens.
And there are tons of people. And it looks like they're sweating
Walgreens
and busting.
Like a Walgreens.
No, Walgreens. Fuck,
they did not ask you to tip
I'm just
there.
Saying. It's only a matter of time.
No, of course I
I'll tell you this.
My
smoothie place, if I'm buying a smoothie at Equinox,
there you go.
They do that.
Yep.
Thing is, though, I go to this smoothie place pretty damn often, and then I'll sit there, and when I wait for my smoothie, I watch and see how many people tip. I've noticed that like 8 out of 10 people are not tipping on it. I'll do it, though, on like maybe the Friday and just be like, you know what? Here's the day. Once a week, I'll do the tip. But as a regular thing.
I think that's fair if you're like always getting them.
Right.
But do you make it a big tip?
I'm still, or if I get it
for. To make up for all the other smoothies you got? Or is it just like.
No, I mean, it's the standard 20% and I am tip. This is the one time where I'm talking about the iPad situation.
The iPad is the one
where
I'm
not
about.
Doing it routinely. I will tip every time I get DoorDash, but Uber Eats, everything.
Yeah, though, and when you go to a restaurant, 20, 25%, sure. I'm talking about the iPad. That's what I'm talking about. When they flip that iPad around.
I'm just like, oh, God.
I got a coffee this morning and they do the iPad. I'm not going to not tip them.
But do you think,
I think that's insane.
But I also think the 20% is like kind of ridiculous where I think it's like the same way at a bar. Like, okay, so for a drink, mixed drink at a cocktail is what? A $3 tip and a beer is $1.
$1. Yeah.
So for a smoothie, is the smoothie
20% on an
$8? I don't think you need to tip 20%. I think you can just like leave a couple bucks.
Right.
So are you doing the custom one? Because sometimes now they'll start it at like 25, 30, 50%.
My
and
God.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, I always do 20%. But I also feel like I'm in a place where I can do that. So I just like to.
You know,
sure.
Tenants at the Trees. They include the tip in the drinks, too.
Ooh.
They would do that.
Which is like, they do like 18%. And I told a buddy about that recently. I'm like, you know, the tip's included. And he's like, what? So that means he's been paying nearly 40% more on his drinks for like an entire
year.
There's
also restaurants in LA that do a service charge now. It's like 18 to 20% service charge. That's not a tip. John and Vinny's.
They do
Marvin.
18%.
Although I think that there's like a law trying to be passed right now that you can't do that anymore.
It is just so confusing to me, and it makes me feel really bad because I remember at John and Vinny's one time, there was a server, and I was like, is this, like, your tip? And he was like, no, but, like, don't feel like you have to. And I'm like, well, no, now I definitely feel like I have
right,
to.
Right.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like a 4% one is normally because it's like, we're going to pay for their health insurance with this. And I'm like, that's your responsibility.
Right, right. I think it's a little... I don't know.
The charities piss me off, though.
Oh, I don't do that
because
I was
a tax write-off.
Yes.
That's a tax write-off for the big company. I'm like, you're CVS. You guys are making hundreds of millions of fucking dollars, and you don't want to donate to Red Cross? I do because you want my donation so you don't have to pay the taxes on it.
Yep.
All respect, though, to the kids of the Red Cross. Like, please, go donate. Donate it personally. Make it your own tax write-off.
Yeah.
Do not give your own money to CVS for you to write that stuff off.
Right,
because
they write
ridiculous.
It off and you can't.
Shame
do,
on
like,
you,
GoFundMe.
CVS.
You do what?
Like, at Petco, it always gets me because they're like, donate to the animals.
I'm
well, I know this isn't legit.
Yeah.
But then, what if it is?
But then it like comes back around. Like literally a couple weeks ago, someone posted a GoFundMe for like a dog that needed surgery. And I was like, here's some money.
Yeah.
And like, then it makes me feel like the balance.
Those are a lot better and more personal. Because then it's like, what is this random, like, where's
I've
money
just been
going?
Told that it's like, kind of fraudulent.
Yeah, I think a lot of them happened in the past, especially when we were kids. They'd always do those like commercials. Like,
but remember when you could donate and then they would, you could write your name on something and then they would stick it on the wall?
I think they still have that at some places.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen it in so long. It was always
like
at
Chili's?
No, like
you draw the pepper for $5 and it goes to the Red Cross.
Oh,
Chili's does that too?
I think it's just like the Rite Aid.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would like my name up there. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. I also don't want to seem like, don't donate to those charities.
But I think that there's some truth to it because I feel like a lot of them are probably a little sketch.
It's the point of purchase. Like, do you want to give your last 20 cents to
me? No, yeah. I don't.
No. No, because I just don't want
to. I'll always round up, though. If it's like, you want to round, I'm like, sure.
No, that's, you're giving away money that you
Carly,
could save on taxes and they're not taxing it.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
It is.
Oh, yeah, I don't do the roundup.
But
I'm not
like,
there. I'm not there.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here.
I also have, this one was on my list. Stop haggling for lower prices on goods or, oh, sorry. I thought we were running out of time. My bad.
I just had to
finish it.
Finish
no,
the
finish
thought.
The thought.
The
I'm
thought
so sorry.
Is, if they are not cleaning up after me, I'm not tipping. So like at a Starbucks, if I order the coffee, I am paying for the coffee. The service is you make the coffee. That's what I'm getting. If I go to a smoothie place, give me a smoothie. But if you go to Home State, I know that Home State cleans up after you. Like you go and sit, or if you're being served, if someone comes
if there's
to
like
your,
a waiter, it's like you got
a waiter for sure, no question. But I'm talking about these like Chipotle. If you're getting a burrito made, are you going to tip 20% on a burrito?
Chipotle should be paying their employees enough.
I guess Aaron, fine. That's within your right. I just
does
think
Chipotle take tips?
My point is like an example.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. But like the places similar to that will always flip the iPad around.
For me though, I'm like they're still scooping my food.
But that's what you're paying for.
What? Yeah, like they get, they're already getting
that
paid.
Is what their payment is.
But servers are paid so shit and the tips make up for it. And that's why it's so good to tip servers.
I know. But I like feel like anyone in the service industry, I'm just like,
no, I get it. I feel the same way.
I
know,
Patricia,
take
we tip 25% like in our house because, I mean, her whole family is the restaurant industry. So like she will give the tips so big where I'm like, we need to talk.
I've read like people.
We should be filming the reaction. That's how fucking big.
Like people
tips.
On Reddit, I've like read like Starbucks like employees. Do you want us to tip 20% when we get a coffee every time? And they're like, we know that it's super awkward. We're not really expecting it. Like when we turn the iPad around, it really doesn't matter to us because like it's nice if you do, but we're not expecting everyone to do it.
I will say I always like mobile order Starbucks.
Interesting.
I don't know if I ever do that.
Interesting.
There, which is probably
because you're going to pick it up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you had to do
me.
A bit of the journey.
But it's weird because nothing comes up that's like leave a tip.
Yeah.
So I just think I never think about it.
Yeah.
How dare
that
you?
That does make me feel really bad. Actually.
Oh my god.
When they just that it's going to ask you a question.
But like, imagine going through the drive-thru. They don't ask for tips.
I was just
going
to say that, Carly. Yeah. I was what? Literally just going
to
say that.
When you go to the drive-thru.
To be fair, sometimes I'll leave like a little thing out.
That's
I remember
true.
Like Dunkin' Donuts, and
but
I
that's
just
like
throw,
old,
like,
your like
change.
Pre-COVID.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the point is, I like 99% of the time when they flip the iPad around, I'm doing it. I just like, I feel like in culture, we don't address that this is fucking insane.
I think
that it's literally everywhere.
No,
it's everywhere.
It's addressed. There's a lot of funny TikToks about it.
Oh, people talk about this? Okay.
So many funny TikToks.
It'll be like, I'll open the door for you. And then you're like, thanks. And then you turn around and I hold,
yeah. Like, I can imagine like at a funeral home, like, okay, the services have ended.
I'm not tipping there. Like, someone dies.
I guarantee they probably have.
Just going to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Just going to ask you a few more questions. You don't have to do it. Like, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Okay, so we're gonna do the embalming, we're gonna do a coffin. Yep, okay, here's your total, and it's gonna ask you no. But that's where we're heading.
Okay. So true, yeah.
Sorry, that was my last point. I still do it.
Can we end on like a really controversial one?
Ooh, please.
That I forgot about when we were talking about airplanes.
Yeah.
But someone said it's an unwritten rule to not recline your seat on an airplane.
Disagree.
Ooh. I feel guilty doing it, even though I know I'm able to.
It's an unwritten rule to not.
Basically, the rule should be never recline.
Yeah, don't recline your seat on an
airplane. If you recline, you're an asshole.
piss off.
This is a hot topic.
It's a lot of people disagree. Like, just because it reclines doesn't mean you should do it.
They made it that way.
I know.
I know. I agree with you. But how annoying is it when you have your tray out with, like, food and drinks and someone's like,
then I
like,
do mine.
Well, I understand that if somebody does it to me, I do it behind me.
The etiquette should be just do it gently and maybe check behind you. I always look behind. I usually wait till the guy behind me is sleeping and then I do it.
Oh, so that way they check.
There are people that are just violent about it and they just like.
The second that the bell dings when we're in the air, they're like.
If they're too violent, like sometimes I'll be sleeping like on the tray and then it hits my head and I like get a concussed on my plate and I'm already up there with the thin air. Just do it gently. But you can for sure recline. Just do it gently.
Okay, yeah, do it gently.
I feel like I kind of do it like halfway. But then if the person in front of me is reclining, then I'm like, well, now I have to.
Does it even stop halfway?
Yeah.
You don't need to go full.
Yeah, then you can like
I thought it's like option one, option two.
No.
Maybe it depends on the plane. I don't know.
No, I think you can.
It can go back just like a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's normally what I do.
You know what? Every plane seat should be a lay down seat. Every single seat.
Bunk bed.
Like, a PJ.
Literally, like, I would fly. I would not care about flying ever.
Yeah.
To lay down.
I
like
do
being
think
at
it's
home.
Like silly though. If, like, to me, I'm like, I like being conscious of that, but it is like silly for people to get mad.
Yeah. We're all reclining. Like, everyone should do it. It should just be a domino effect. Once the first guy starts, we're all okay. It's time to recline.
But then it's a person that's like at the back who can't recline.
Well, should have booked your flight earlier.
This person texted you. This person messaged you saying, how did they phrase it again?
Just say no reclining on planes.
Crazy.
This is like a hot topic.
This is an unwritten rule of something that you can do.
No, it's like an unwritten rule. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't like, recline your seat
you
on an
shouldn't.
Airplane.
Like, that's the rule should be you shouldn't recline.
Because it's
saying.
Rude.
I know. I just wish I was friends with this person and just being on a flight doing it going, whoa, what do you think you're doing? Are you relaxing right now? I'm sorry.
No, this person wouldn't recline.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but being next to them and them going like.
Oh, them going.
Going,
oh,
dude, oh, what are you doing? Like, I'm pressing the button. I'm clicking recline. Like the seat is meant for.
Yeah.
And telling them, like,
yeah,
don't do it.
There's a hack I do every time I get on a flight. I usually get the aisle seat. You know how, like, in the middle, they can lift up, but the aisle one can't?
Yes. Wait, isn't there a way
you
can do
it? It can. Yeah. There's a little button on, like, where your elbow would be.
Yeah.
100% of my flights now, when I get in, before I step in, I press it up, and then I wait till everyone's in the aisle, and it makes... It's like a first class seat
so
now.
So nice.
It's so much easier to get in
flight
and out.
Flight attendant will still come by though.
No. I'm saying
when
like
leaving.
once we're about to do takeoff, yeah. I'll put it down, and then when the ding goes up, I push it up, and like I don't know why it's not on the front like the rest of them. I don't get it.
I just wish they would do it for the window seat.
That the aisle can't go up.
I know that the aisle. I've always known about the aisle one.
Yeah, I always
for that
do
one.
It.
But the window one, just because you can like really rest up against that window without having
your
that.
Ribs get crushed.
But
yeah.
And then also someone said middle seat gets the armrests.
I think that's kind of fair.
Me
you have
too.
A shitty position.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Cool.
But I will never take both if I'm in the middle, which I booked my flight to Omaha so late. Like all my flights are middle seats.
Oh.
So I'll be.
Have you guys used the inflatable like pillow at all?
No, and I'm like so too embarrassed to try it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
It's so great. It's like a...
I have it. I can bring it next time.
Does it hurt your neck?
No, it's
no,
amazing.
No, and then I'll put my face into it and I put my phone in it so no one can like... And I'll just like watch a movie and then like I'll like
fall
pass
asleep.
Out and just like...
That's...
I feel...
Is it comfy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very comfy. I definitely get more longer like spurts of sleep.
Huh.
Sleeping.
I just like can't
thing.
Sleep on a plane.
Yeah.
But maybe that would help. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I've never
no,
been.
You know what would
me.
Help? Lay down seat.
Every seat a lay down seat.
Yeah.
Actually, I had no idea what you were talking about. The arm.
Do you still not know, or you get it now?
I still don't know. I think I like was confused.
When you're sitting in an aisle seat,
the armrest.
The armrest doesn't go up. You know the middle ones go up.
Yes.
It does go up.
Oh.
The button is just not. Where it is for the other ones, it's like underneath, like where your elbow would be. You have to,
it's a bit of a hack.
TikTok.
It's like a little notch, and you have to push it and then lift it up. But it just makes that whole process a billion times
I saw that
easier.
On the Discovery Channel in like 2004.
Really?
So I've like known about that for a long time. I felt like a freaking spy kid. Like I thought I knew that hack. About that little button.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the TVs that come up. I was like, what?
Oh, no. That is.
That is the worst.
Those are the worst.
What,
when you have
the
TV
that
that's
come
like
out
in the armrest, when it's like on the swivel and it's like shaking the whole time.
And then you're like watching a movie, but you're descending and they're like, you got to put it away.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, God damn it.
It kind of feels like you're in a hospital. Like it feels it feels very medical, that TV thing.
Yeah. Do you remember like TVs, how they used to be just like above and everyone would
watch
the same one? I remember like knowing about it.
Yeah. Seeing it in photos.
You're like Mad Men. They just smoke on the planes too.
Yeah.
Ugh. That thing could just go down.
That's disgusting.
Do you remember the first movie you ever saw on an airplane was?
On an airplane?
No.
It was, for me, it was Runaway Bride and Bowfinger.
The James Bond movie?
No, Bowfinger with Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin.
Oh, I think my Goldfinger.
It's a terrible movie.
Goldfinger?
That's, do you know, someone told me something interesting about Goldfinger. In London, there is like a huge, disgusting building. Do you know this building in London? It's like,
you know, the big disgusting
one. No, there's like, there's like a building that got made that's like really fucking ugly. And there is, it's like a bridge in the top of the building in between. It's like a dark building and there's like a walkway that they built in between.
It's the walkway.
That's visible from the outside. You see the walkway?
Kind of. It's just like a connection. And everyone in London like thought it was an abomination.
Oh.
And the man who wrote James Bond was living in London.
Ian Fleming.
Yes. And he named the bad guy Goldfinger because the architect of that building, his last name was Goldfinger.
Oh.
I thought that Goldfinger was the Austin Powers. Oh,
Goldmember.
And it's based on James Bond.
A Goldmember.
Does it look like this?
All right. Well, thank you everyone for watching. Make sure to follow us everywhere and email us and hit us up on Instagram for
Follow our Instagram
future episodes.
Because we do ask you guys to write in a lot. So what is it? Good Influences Podcast on Instagram?
Yes. Yes.
Or pod.
One of them. They'll find
You'll find it. You'll find
it. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys. Thank you.
Toodles.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.